After losing all of last season to COVID-19, the Peoria Chiefs are less than a month away from playing baseball in front of local fans.
We're going to do our part to make sure people are safe and feel comfortable coming here, and we're just excited to get back.
That's Chiefs General Manager Jason Mott. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Monday, April 12th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. In recent weeks, the Peoria area has become a national COVID-19 hotspot. As Tim Shelley reports, much of that activity can be traced back to younger people.
Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson says 40% of the current active COVID-19 cases in the Tri-County area are under age 30. Hendrickson is particularly concerned about people ages 19 or younger.
Many of these cases we saw through our contact tracing were related to activities outside of the daily school setting, which includes sports teams, dance academies, group dinners, as well as travel and family get-togethers.
Currently, Hendrickson says just 2,800 Tri-County residents under age 30 are considered fully vaccinated.
The biggest thing to understand is not everyone is vaccinated yet. And in fact, not everyone can be vaccinated.
Universal vaccine eligibility for people age 16 or older just opened up in Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties last week. But with positivity rates of more than 12% reported in Peoria County, she says it's important to remain vigilant.
We all see now what vaccination looks like. There's this silver lining, this hope that we have. But again, this is not a time to let our guard down, and our numbers are showing that.
I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Bradley University Health Services is holding COVID-19 vaccine clinics on campus today and tomorrow. The Peoria City County Health Department gave the university 1,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine to distribute. The second shots will be administered on the week of May 10th before students head home for summer break. And families who have lost loved ones to COVID-19 may qualify for up to $9,000 in funeral expense reimbursements through the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Minor League Baseball is less than a month away from returning to Peoria after COVID-19 wiped out last year's season. Peoria Chiefs General Manager Jason Mott tells Joe Deacon he's eager to see fans return to Dozer Park, even at 20% capacity.
It's definitely exciting. You know, first step was getting baseball back, and now next step was getting the fans. So, you know, obviously we'd love to be able to put a lot of people in here, but safety comes first. So we're excited for anything that we can get at this point.
What work or discussions led up to the decision to allow fans back, even at a reduced capacity?
It's based on the guidelines sent by the governor, working with the Department of Health, going through and writing protocols, how we expected to do things, and this is kind of what they had outlined for where we're at in the phase that we're in right now. This was something that they kind of outlined for stadiums was 20%, and we're like, hey, we'll take it. We'd love to have, you know, 50 or whatever, but, you know, at this point, 20 is better than zero.
Are you hopeful then that capacity could expand at some point in the season, or are you taking precautions in case it could potentially roll backwards?
I don't think it'll roll back. You know, I think our expectations are that it will increase as a year. I mean, that's the hope. You know, I think with the vaccines rolling out, they've always said, you know, since this all started, that they would open back up the state whenever, you know, there was a vaccination. And, you know, we're in the middle of that now. So hopefully that day is sooner than farther away.
What are some of the steps or guidelines that will be taken to ensure fan safety when the ballpark opens?
Up in on the suite level, we will have 10 people per suite is going to be the number that's allowed at this point. In our party areas, we're going to make sure that our outfield picnic areas and stuff like that, that tables and everything are 6 feet apart. There'll be a limited number of people at each table just to make sure. I think the max number on a picnic table is 6 is what it's looking like. And then in the seating bowl, we're going to create pods. So we're going to set the diagram, and this is what we're going to have. we just got done moving season ticket holders around to make sure that we had a couple seats spaced in between everybody, and then we'll go in next and kind of build our diagram from there. We will do every other row, but yeah, pods are going to be the way it's done for now, and just try to do the best we can, and the hope is that everybody understands, you know, we're doing what we've got to do to have fans. You know, it's, we're not doing this because we want to. This is the way to make sure fans are here.
How about at the concession stands? Will steps be taken to make sure there aren't groups of people gathering?
We've got a new, we'll call it a new program where people can order from their seats. I think the lines obviously probably won't be as long as they've had in the past. When you're thinking 20% capacity, that's a lot less than what we would normally have. So I think that will take care of some of the lines. But, you know, a lot of it's just going to lay it out. Like anywhere else you go, there's the markers for 6 feet. You know, we're going to do it and kind of lay it out and do our best to show people, hey, this is how we need to social distance. And I think at that point, you know, it kind of falls on the fan to follow those guidelines, and wearing masks around the concourse and all that will be in effect just like anywhere else while you're walking around.
What kind of response have you heard from fans about being able to get back to Dozer Park?
You know, it's been exciting. You know, I think a lot of people are just eager to get out. It's been a long time since we've been able to do a lot of things, and I think there's an eagerness there for fans to come out. You know, we get tons of calls each day. I'm getting emails, people just checking in. You know, there's definitely a lot of excitement. That's great to see. You know, that was always a hope when we come back, that people are excited to come back. I mean, we're going to do our part to make sure people are safe and feel comfortable coming here, and we're just excited to get back. You know, 2020 was, I hope that's in the rearview mirror, and we don't ever have to look back at this point, because it's not a fun year, and I'm looking to, I told somebody yesterday, it's time to do double the fun in 21.
That's the Peoria Chiefs GM Jason Mott talking to reporter Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. And before we let you go, the Peoria Public Schools Board of Education meets tonight at 6:30, and you can stream it on YouTube. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Public media is powerful. NPR and WCBU are here for whatever your day brings, from vaccination information to the latest on reopening plans. Your financial support is the power we rely on to keep public media strong and pay for the news you need. Contribute now during the spring fund drive at WCBU.org. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.